mighty God, and he's a mighty good God, worthy of all of our praise. I can just say amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Zeal, amen, praise God, without knowledge. Amen. Zeal is a good thing. Can you say amen? It's good to be excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to have enthusiastic praise. Can you say amen? Enthusiastic praise, amen. Praise God is a praise that comes from the individual who remembers what God has already done. Can you say amen? Praise, amen, praise God, is about an understanding that God has already been good to you. Amen. And because you're here this morning, clothed in your right mind, and the blood running warm in your body, you already got a reason to praise him. Ain't nobody got to tell you, praise God, amen, what to praise him for. Amen. Just for life is a reason to magnify our God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And so praise and enthusiasm and zeal are all a part, amen, praise God, of the worship of God, and all a part about knowing who God is. There is no reason why any one of us that are the redeemed of the Lord should not have an enthusiastic praise for our God. You ought to give him a praise for your sake. All of us ought to have an enthusiastic praise for our God. Every now and then we ought to get up on our feet and just give God the praise. Why are you praising him now? Just because he's God, and because he's a good God, and because he's worthy of more praise. Can you say amen? Amen. Everyone, praise God, that he brought out of a bondage of sin. You know where you were, and you know where you are now. And when you look back over what God has already done, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, we not just praising him, amen, praise God, to be making noise. Can you say amen? I know why I'm praising him. I remember what he did for me. I know where he brought me from. Can we say amen? But the subject today, amen, praise God, deals with, amen, praise God, the enthusiastic praise without knowledge. Can you say amen? Tell somebody, praise without knowledge. Amen. Praise God. It's just making noise. Hallelujah. It's just loudness. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because, amen, praise God, when we praise God and don't really know why we are praising him, our praise become empty. That is, praise God, just sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. But tell your neighbor, I want to know why I'm praising him. Can you say amen? I want to know I got a right to praise him. I want to know I got a reason to praise him. Can you say amen? When we know why, can you say amen? And you can't be dumbed down in your praise. Can you say amen? When you know why, amen, can't nobody tell you, you ain't got to pray. You can say, yes, I do. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. They can't dumb you down. Can you say amen? Amen. When the enemy began to point at this ain't that, and that ain't that. Can you say amen? How you still going to praise him? Amen. Because I ain't praising him just for the good days. Hallelujah. How many know he didn't have to let you live through the bad days to see the good days? Can you say amen? So you got to praise him for the bad days as well. In the Sunday school lesson, say amen, praise God, shall we receive, amen, praise God, the good things of the Lord. Can you say amen? Is that the only time we gonna praise him? Can you say amen? But when we get something that ain't so good, that's when you ought to praise him. That's when you ought to praise him. His mighty name. Can we say amen? Job had the philosophy. He understood that the Lord was the one that gave, and it's the Lord that taketh away. And whether he's given or whether he's taken away, blessed be the name of the blessed. Compliments Israel. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They are his people. Amen. Praise God. He's a Jew. He's an Israelite. He compliments them. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. On part of what they have. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Because he identifies the fact that they have a zeal for God. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, everybody that say hallelujah. Don't know what redeemed of the Lord, they are the one. If anybody know about how good God is, we know. And so don't ask me to hold my peace. Don't ask me to be still. Don't ask me how to praise him, because I know what he did. Praise our God. They got a zeal for God, but it ain't according to knowledge. Can you say
amen?
Why? Because they going about trying to establish their own righteousness. Can you say
amen?
Hallelujah. Somehow you begin to believe in your mind that your little do-good, amen, was enough to make you good. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, your little do-good can never make you good. Can you say amen? You say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's not sufficient.
Right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Your little righteousness, amen, won't deliver you out of a wet paper. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Why? Because there's no power. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Amen. What do we do when we obey God? Our righteous acts.
Yes.
Can you say amen? But you ain't acting righteous all the time. Can you say amen? Sometimes your acts ain't all that righteous. Can you say amen? Sometimes your acts are filled with some mess. Can you say amen? Some of your righteousness look good on the outside. I'm so glad that God don't go for justification with a little bit of righteousness here, and a little mess there, and a little bit here, and a little bit there. You say amen. That would never be able to deliver us. Can you say
amen?
And so when God, amen, praise God, wanted to deliver us, he could not depend on our righteousness. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, all your righteousness ain't a filthy rag. Can you say amen? It's right if you did what God told you to do, but next week you're doing something else.
Here.
He ain't a God that's like that.
Yeah.
He's a consistent God.
Yeah.
He don't change.
Oh.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means God is righteous in the morning.
Yeah.
He's righteous in the noonday.
Yeah.
He's righteous when the sun goes down. Amen. He's been righteous from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And guess what? when he gets to the end, he'll still be right. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, we get, amen, praise God, confused. And we try to lay too much weight on what do we do. And we don't give God enough credit for what he has done. And the reality is, amen, praise God, you don't know nothing if you don't know where your righteousness comes from. Tell your neighbor, when you do your dance, when you cut your step, you need to know why you're dancing. You need to know why you're rejoicing. You need to know why, amen, you're giving God the praise.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is because of his righteousness. It is the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said that I might be found in him.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you ain't in him, you ain't found.
That's right.
Can you say
amen?
Tell your neighbor, if you ain't in him, you ain't found. Because everything that ain't in him is lost. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say
amen?
Amen. Praise God. Paul said that I might be found in him, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness that is of God. Can you say
amen?
So he introduces us to a different kind of righteousness. It ain't based on what you did. It's based on what God did. Tell your neighbor, that's the righteousness that I need. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, that will be consistent every day, every moment, every hour. A righteousness that won't fade when trouble comes. It won't be moved by any storm.
Amen.
It will endure every affliction. It will go through every fire. It will never perish, but it will always endure. Him, not having my own righteousness. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We seek, too many are seeking God's heaven by doing good works. But to find God's heaven, you gotta find God. Tell your neighbor, amen. If you find God, you won't find heaven. Can you say amen? Tell them again, if you find God, you gon' find heaven. You ain't gotta wait till we get caught up in the midair. If you find God, you can find heaven. You say amen. How many believe you can have peace right now? Can you say amen? God ain't no liar. He say, I give my peace. Can you say amen? I don't give it like the world give it. It ain't no big thing. Can you say amen? But I tell you what, let God take his peace from you. Hallelujah. Just for a moment. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You think it ain't no big thing? That you ain't got to fear death? You ain't got to fear hell? That's a big thing. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. That's worth us hollering all day long. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then when you lose everything, you still grit. Can you say, I still grit? Why are you gritting? You done lost everything. You think I done lost everything. But my soul is anchored in the Lord. How you gonna make it? Ain't got no money, but you don't know what I got. Can you say, man? I key match that I committed unto him. Get to that day. Tell your neighbor, God will be there.
God will be there.
And if you know like I know, you need him every moment. Can you say amen? You need him every minute. You need him with your mind. Amen. Ain't settled. You need him when it ain't well. In your body. You need him when the winds are contrary. In your life. You need him in the midst of your storm. You need him when you're running by. Step of the way. How dare you tell me not to give him the glory?
Yes.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
And his praise shall continue
in my mouth.
Somebody ought to hear.
Hallelujah.
If you didn't understand what the righteousness of God is about, he pointed to one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbors, there ain't none righteous but him. Y'all better praise him. You better give him the glory. Tell your neighbors, there ain't none righteous but him. If it were not for him, I would be condemned. Faithful, that's your hurt. When you don't give more time, righteous. Paul said, I don't want my own. Let me do righteous acts.
Yes.
When God tells me to do it.
Yes.
Amen. And you got to fight your flesh for
that.
Amen. Amen. Pray God. Put a little bit of stuff. You get done right. You're fighting your flesh.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Pray God. From sunrise. Amen. To sunset.
Yes.
You can pick any day of the week you want. Amen. Pray God. If I was there, I could pull it out to you.
Yes.
In other words, in this flesh, ain't no good thing. You better erase that. Can you say
amen?
Don't even speak that way. Because it's no good in the flesh. And the flesh can't produce anything good.
Best
you can do is put it under subjection to the word of the Lord. Can you say
amen?
Believe in that. You ain't gonna do it 24/7. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
No,
thank you, Lord.
Oh, can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Fault.
Yeah.
Fault.
Yeah.
Fault. And then we got the nerve to stand on our little bit of righteousness. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And point the finger.
Yes.
And somebody.
My God. Yes.
Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Are y'all hearing me? Can you say amen?
Amen.
If you are righteous, you got it from the same place as somebody else. Can you say amen? It ain't yours. You got it from the Lord. But have it through his grace and through his mercy.
Jesus.
According to knowledge,
thank you, Lord.
We are to praise him.
Yes, yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Never praise him like you better than anybody else.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Praise him according to knowledge.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Praise him. Amen. Praise God. Never praise him like you think you made it.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I made it. No, you didn't.
No, no.
Amen. God brought you through.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through.
Amen.
If it had not been for you.
Oh, yes. Never. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
It's according to
my Lord.
We know the source of our righteousness.
Yes, yes.
We know that it's only the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And until you get in him, you don't get this righteousness.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Until you get in him, you're walking in condemnation. Until you get in him, amen, praise God, you won't have the peace that comes, amen, praise God, with fellowship with the Lord Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Because, amen, getting in him and getting to know him will raise up a boldness in you.
Yes.
Can you say
amen? Amen.
And you won't worry.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
The world worries. But the people of God, God say, I would have you without you.
Careful.
In other words, don't worry about nothing. In other words, in our vernacular, don't sweat it. Can you say
amen?
Amen. If the enemy in your face, don't worry. Don't sweat it. I'm greater in you than he that is in the world.
Yes.
And because I have the greater in me, I need to give him the glory.
Amen.
I need to give him the praise.
Amen.
I praise him.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm closing. But any that praise him without knowledge, they'll get despondent, they'll get discouraged.
Yes, yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Why is this noise? Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Sound good, but it's just noise.
Oh, yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah louder than you.
Yeah, Lord.
How are you? I'm blessed.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. I'm blessed.
Yes.
You're blessed to be alive so that you can get a real blessing.
Amen.
Can you say
amen?
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
We're in the time.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? We are, amen, praise God. There is religiosity.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. They are folk nowadays, amen, praise God, that just want to go to church just for the form and the fashion. No,
yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's just the form and the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. They, amen, praise God, want to, amen, praise God, a partner to run with them. Can you say amen? Amen. Who only love God on the fringes.
Uh-huh.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. But you got to know this.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, nobody that he don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, going back with him.
Oh,
you
yes.
Say, Lord, Lord,
Lord,
all you want. Lord, Lord, all you want.
Yes, yes.
Can you say thank you?
Thank you, Jesus.
But you better have repented of your sin.
You better.
You better went to that water
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You better wait on God yes. To be filled with the precious gift.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Well, something about knowing.
See,
you can't shut folk up.
No, you sure can't.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pray God. Even if they ain't talking out loud, they talking.
Come on.
They talking. Why? Because you can't cut with your mind at home. Amen. They'll let you roll and say all you want. But they know.
They know.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
They know.
Amen. They think for calling they much talking. Can you say amen? Talking can't erase knowledge. When you know, you know. When you know, you know. When you know, you know.
Amen.
Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. And so, praise God, God wants us, the church, the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. To have, amen, a zeal.
Yes, amen.
That's what he wants you to have.
Amen.
I want you to be excited. Because you've got something to be excited about.
Amen.
It was different. If you have nothing to be excited about, then you're being just phony. Can you say amen? But when you know what God done for you, when you know he saved, when you know he brought you out, when you know he made a way in your life, amen, praise God. Amen. Don't stop because, amen, I ain't cross every T, I didn't dot every line. I can't praise you. Yes, you can.
Yes.
And you say thank you, Jesus. Why? Because it ain't laying on
no.
You. It's on him.
No.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
It's laying on him. Mm-hmm. And so then when you stumble, get up. Praise him.
Right.
You just fell.
Right.
Get up. Praise
right.
Him. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. The enemy want to bind you yeah. Where you were.
He
want to bind you in your shortcomings. He want to shut you up and push you to the side and set you down. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But God has not ordained us. Amen. Praise God. Not to praise him. He's ordained us to give him the glory and to give him the praise. We are to rejoice in the fact that we know God.
You.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Hallelujah.
If you ain't got nothing else, you can rejoice in him.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if you live in on Booty Hill. Can you say amen? Ain't nothing but dead folk around you. Booty Hill, y'all don't know. It's a Western thing. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And that's where they buried dead folk. Can you say
that's
amen?
Right.
Amen. Praise God. But amen. If you got dead folk all around you, don't mean you dead.
That's right.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? You stand in the cemetery.
Yes.
Can you say thank you? The folk in the grave, they cannot praise him. Can you say amen? Amen. But you can.
Yes.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
So don't, amen, sit down and say, I'm going to see his sister so-and-so. Don't tell me. Did she praise him? Yeah, brother, son, so he prayed. Yeah, he prayed. Yeah, they praise him. I think I'll praise you too.
Oh, yes. Nonsense.
You say thank you. Jesus. We do that.
Yes.
Oh, you say amen. We wait on the move of God.
Uh-huh.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Then we act like we got caught up in the flow. Don't we just jump in?
Oh,
hey. You ain't caught up in no flow. Jump in.
Yeah, you did.
Why are you jumping? Because I want to look like I'm in the flow.
Right. That's right.
You caught up in the flow. You ain't looking at nobody.
Right.
Say and he doesn't take it. You don't even see him. Can you say amen? Why is you in God and you praise him, God, for what he done for you? Because you know.
Yes, you know
what he's done.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Talking about zeal.
Oh, yes.
According to
knowledge.
Not zeal without knowledge.
That's right.
Can you say
amen?
Amen. Anybody can get excited over anything. Get excited over my BMW.
Show out, Pastor.
I'm sorry. But I'm just saying You get excited over anything. You say thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You can be zealous over anything.
Yes.
Washing and waxing and all the blue. Can you say
thank you, Jesus?
Over anything. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
But the saints are different.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
The thing that really move us when you say it is not material. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
The thing that really move us is not the houses or the land. That don't matter because we know we're going to leave it behind.
That's right.
Worry about the money.
Yes.
You say thank you. Give it and it's gone.
Yes.
Hey, can you say thank you, Jesus?
Right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Between getting it and it being gone, you're supposed to use it and enjoy it.
Yes. That's right.
That's right.
Jesus.
So if any be left over, Chrissy, then fire.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Stop. Hallelujah. But, amen. Praise God. But that's what it's for.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So there would not to get hung up
on
this, on that, or the other issue.
Amen.
Those things are material.
Amen.
What really moves God's people
is
the knowledge of what God has done.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
You can't tell. Man, you can't think about what God has done in your life, where he brought you from, how he delivered you, how he made ways out of no way. And you can't praise him.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I don't think so.
Oh,
you say amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even Jeremiah in the king's court. Amen. Decided he wasn't going to tell nobody. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But some things you can't bottle up. Can you say thank you? You some stuff you can't put your foot on. Can you say thank you, Jesus? See, here's how it goes. Put the pressure cooker on the fire, on the stove, if you want to.
Yes.
If you don't allow that steam to escape, it's coming off. Can you say thank you?
Thank you, Jesus.
You can let it out a little bit at a time. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So every time we come to service, every time we have an opportunity, you better let a little bit out. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Because if it's in there, it's not coming out. You say,
thank you, Jesus.
You think, amen, praise God, you shame to, amen, get in a little move of God. Amen, praise God, and you sitting on the Holy Ghost, and you going to wait just as good. You all be all fine, and you all keep. You see, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You've been trying to hold it down, And God said, I got you.
Yes.
I see you.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Right there when you thought you was just right there, he come and boom. Mascara, oh Lord. Hey, you look like even Halloween. Can you say thank you, Jesus? All of that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But the point is, we know.
Yes.
What God has done.
Amen.
We can appreciate where God has brought us from. We don't praise him for naught. We know why we're there. We ain't just got words on our lips. We know what God has done for us. And amen, our praise and our zeal is not without knowledge. But our praise and our zeal is according to
knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Come on, give him a prayer.
Thank you.